This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. The Canadian pipeline company Enbridge issued a statement today saying it will continue to operate Line 5 in the Straits of Mackinac, despite a demand by Governor Gretchen Whitmer to shut it down by May. The Environment Report's Lester Graham joins me now with a few more details on this. Hi, Lester.
Hi, April.
So, Lester, what's going on with this?
Well, Governor Gretchen Whitmer announced that she was revoking and terminating the easement for Enbridge's Line 5 back in November. Now, if you don't know, that's the dual crude oil and natural gas liquids pipelines that sit on the bottom of the Straits of Mackinac. And the bottom is actually State of Michigan property, so Enbridge had to get an easement. And she said Enbridge had persistently and incurably violated the terms of the easement agreement and called Line 5 an unreasonable risk to the Great Lakes. So Enbridge says, nope, not going to do that. Ryan Duffy is a spokesperson for Enbridge. He says there's no existing violations of the terms of the easement.
Well, Enbridge is meeting all of its commitment to the state. And the state has failed to show otherwise. The state failed to provide any evidence of noncompliance with the easement.
Currently.
That's correct. Yeah.
So, Lester, what argument is Enbridge making for its decision to refuse to comply?
Well, basically, it says the state doesn't have the authority. It says the Federal Pipeline Safety Act preempts Michigan's attempt to enforce its own safety standards or to shut it down. A few weeks ago, it asked a federal judge to throw out the state's lawsuit regarding the demand that Line 5 be shut down. And Ryan Duffy says Enbridge has an agreement with the state, which was agreed to under the Rick Snyder administration. And that's the pipeline company's course of action.
So we remain very much committed to continuing to operate, and we remain committed to the Great Lakes Tunnel Project, which is the long-term solution and addresses all of these issues and ultimately makes the pipeline that's operated safely for more than six decades even safer.
What exactly does Ryan Duffy mean by addresses all the issues? What kinds of issues?
Well, Enbridge says the state of Michigan has been ignoring the extensive measures it's taken to avoid things such as another anchor striking the pipeline sitting on the bottom of the Straits of Mackinac and making sure that there are enough supports in place for the pipelines and that places where pipeline coating was missing have been prepared and so forth.
Well, what kinds of measures has Enbridge been doing to try to, for example, prevent anchor strikes?
Yeah, I was actually up there a few months ago. Enbridge wanted to show reporters what it was doing about that. So I got on an Enbridge boat, and we trailed another Enbridge safety inspection boat, which contacts cargo freighters and other big ships and asks permission to circle around them to see that they're not dragging anchors or lines that might damage Line 5. The ironic thing, though, is the second time Line 5 was struck, it was by contractors working for Enbridge.
Ugh. So what exactly has been the reaction to this statement from Enbridge that they're refusing to shut down Line 5?
Well, the governor's office says it has no comment. Environmental groups do have comments. Let me grab the sheet here. This is from Oil and Water Don't Mix, an activist group, an environmental group that's been against Line 5 all along. And it says, the Canadian oil transport giant's desperate attempt to weaponize United States federal courts and bludgeon Michigan with an army of corporate lawyers is a delay tactic that will ultimately fail. And then Mike Schreiberg, he's the Great Lakes Regional Director of the National Wildlife Federation. In a statement, he says, this is a desperate move by Enbridge Energy to keep its dangerous pipeline posing an unacceptable risk to the Great Lakes and communities, jobs, drinking water, and wildlife dependent on them. Enbridge knows it has a weak case because it relies on trying to take away Michigan's ability to protect its own waters. So that's pretty strong language from both of those groups. Of course, there are other groups, you know, construction workers and some unions that really want the Great Lakes tunnel that will house a new Line 5 because that'll mean a lot of jobs over a few years.
Lester, when Governor Whitmer took office, she promised to get the pipeline out of the Great Lakes. There were some environmental groups who were worried that she was going to be soft on Enbridge because of the union's interest in Enbridge's business and business pressure.
Yep.
And yet she has been quite the adversary.
Yeah, it's been surprising because a lot of environmentalists were pointing out to me she's not saying shut down Line 5 anymore like she did during the campaign. She's saying we've got to get the oil out of the water. And they thought that that was a nod to the tunnel. So I think it came as a bit of a surprise to a lot of folks that she did actually call for the revocation and termination of the easement and to shut down Line 5 by May.
So is there an obvious next move for the state, legally or otherwise?
I don't know. We'll have to see if the U.S. District Court will dismiss or support the state of Michigan's claims about the violations of the terms of the 1953 easement. And that's what we're talking about, a pipeline that's been in the water since 1953. So there's some concern about the age of the pipeline, despite the fact, as Ryan Duffy says, Enbridge believes they've operated it safely during that entire time.
Even more reasons why 2021 will be interesting. Lester, thank you.
No, thank you.
The Environment Report's Lester Graham.